Following was written by Pastor Bruce Nauman as a response to a request posted on an online forum frequented by CLC members. It is entitled, God-Given Rights and Responsibilities During the Pandemic. Dear Christian friends, I've been asked to provide some brief comments concerning our government's instructions during this time of preventing the spread of COVID-19 to refrain from public gatherings. How are we to respond to this when our Lord instructs us to gather regularly for Christian fellowship? Various news sources have reported concerning congregations who have regularly held worship service and have been cited by authorities for disobeying the government's stay-at-home orders. It is disturbing to read of whole congregations, for instance, receiving fines for participating in drive-in services during which the people all remain in their cars with the windows rolled up. Some pastors have even been threatened with arrest. Should we not obey God rather than men, as it says in Acts 5:29? There are several principles that come into play as our CLC congregations consider these matters. Number one, we certainly do have clear instructions from God to gather regularly for worship and Christian fellowship. In Hebrews 10 we read, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Number two, we also have got the Lord's instruction to honor and obey our God-given governments. In Romans 13 we read, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves." Number three, the same government which the Lord tells us to obey has spelled out our freedom of religion and the right to peaceably assemble in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And we quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress in grievances," end quote. Number four, we have directions from our Lord to consider the safety and well-being of our neighbors in a spirit of self-sacrifice. In Philippians 2 we read, "Let nothing be done with selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." In Matthew 22 we read, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Given these principles, some of which seem to conflict with others, what is our best course of action? This is a matter of Christian reflection and good judgment, one that each congregation must consider for itself. One example of how to do that is found in the carefully worded announcement by Messiah O'Clair on its website. Quote, "Messiah's in-person worship services have been suspended until further notice, in cooperation with the coronavirus prevention efforts," end quote. In cooperation with is the key phrase. We reserve our privilege to obey God rather than men, according to the Bible. We reserve our right to peaceably assemble, according to the Bill of Rights. At the same time, we recognize our obligation to help our fellow citizens by participating in efforts to slow down the spread of COVID-19. For that reason, we are willingly cooperating with anti-infection efforts. Meanwhile, we are thankful to our Lord that He has given us the means to help support each other with the Word of God, even at a distance, through online services, phone contacts, and regular mail. We eagerly look forward to the day when we can assemble together for worship once again in person, after the danger is sufficiently past. When that day comes, we will be gathering because of the Lord's direction, not because governmental regulations allow it. Bruce Nauman is a senior pastor of Messiah Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.